Over here in Parshas Shoftim, we have the Parsha of Melech. Now, it's a very, very sadistic sugya, and it has repercussions in many different places. Some of them I hope we'll be able to touch on today, certainly not all of them. But I have a ha'ora, which I'd like to share with you, and let's see whether you agree. So the Pasuk starts off that... It's a good thing to know that the Netziv says over here on this first posuk that it's interesting that the Torah says the mitzvah is only when you say Osimo Olai Melech. Why is one of the mitzvahs, the Rambam counts one of the mitzvahs, is to make a melech. So why does it say Osimo Olai Melech? That has to be the scene. So the Teretz, as he says, because you can't command a nation, make a king. Because sometimes the society is the kind of society where a king would tak be very useful, but sometimes the society would be a society where it would be a disaster to have a monarchy. And in such a situation, maybe a democracy is much better. So the people themselves have to decide at what point does it seem indicated that they should ask the Ribbono Shel Olam to have a melech. So the Torah says there is a mitzvah of Malchus, but the mitzvah of Malchus needs that you should say Osimo Olai Melech Kechol HaGoyim Asher Svivosai. Soim Tosim Olecho Melech, Zok Chazal, Soim Tosim Olecho Melech, that Shetehei Eimosoi Olecho. Soim Tosim, you should make him. You should make him in a strong and forceful way. Soim tosim alecho melech. Asher yivra Hashem alekecho boi. Mikerav achecho tosim alecho melech. Lasuchal loses alecho ish nochi. Asher lo ochicho hu. Now that's a very, very interesting pasuk. It tells us two things. Number one, that the melech has to have a lot of power. That seems to be indicated in the words Soim Tosim Alecho Melech. And also, that he's not an ish nochi. It has to be Achitei Imoi Mi Yisrael. We'll talk about these things. Rak lo yabe lo susim. We don't want to have him lot of susim. And lo yabe lo noshim. And what does he have to do? V'hoyu k'shifta akisem mamlachtoi v'kosach lo yismishne ha'toi v'azois al seifa milifnei ha'konim ha'leviyim v'hoyso imoi v'koro bar kol yimechayov l'man yilmad l'yiru es Hashem elakav l'shmor es kol divrei ha'toi v'azois v'sachukim o'ele la'asasam l'viltirum l'vova, and so on. Now, the Torah says very, very little over here. And also says very, very much. It says very little in the sense that it doesn't say, look, we've got a whole Hilchos Melachim and Milchama Seihem in the Rambam, and none of that, or very little of that, comes in the Psukim over here. For example, the Loshon of the Rambam is that at the end of Perek Dalet of Hilchos Melachim, this Perek Dalet is a Perek which talks about all the privileges which the Melach has. And that is that he can take servants from the people. He can take the men to be oymed lefonav. He can take the women for wives and for he's got a lot of things that he can do. That seems to me to be part of the soim tosim olecho melech, that he has these privileges. And also when they go out to war, so the amount that he gets from the spoils is really enormous when you think about it. That's what Perek Dalet in Hilchos Melachim deals with, and the Rambam ends it with these words, Uvakoil, and whatever he does, Yiu Ma'asov L'Shem Shomayim, V'tiye Machashavta U'Megamosoi L'Horim Daso Emes, U'Lemaloi So'Olam Tzedek, V'Lishboi Zoroya Horoshoim, U'Lilochem Milchemes Hashem. Let's see, how many things does he have to be thinking about? Should be L'Shem Shomayim. It should be Machashavta U'Megamosoi L'Horim Daso Emes. It should be L'Maloi So'Olam Tzedek. It should be V'Lishbo Zoroya HaRoshoyim. That's four things, I think. U'Lilochem Milchemes Hashem. It seems to me that these are two different tafkidim of the melech. Let's listen to the way the Rambam ends. She'ein mamlicha melech techila, elo lasas mishpat u'milchama. His job is to do mishpat and milchama. She'neimah v'shavteinu malkeinu v'yetzel lefaneinu v'nilcham es milchama seinu. That's when the Yidden came to Shmuel and asked him for a king. And some of Foshim takama oira, why does the Rambam bring a posuk which was not a happy way of asking for a king? But that's what the Rambam brings. He has these two jobs, mishpat and milchama. Now, getting back to the four things and then the fifth thing, which we saw a minute ago, it seems to me that the first four things, that is Maisam Shavi L'Shem Shomayim, and Machashavta should be Megamosa L'Hogam Esdasa Emes, Ulemalos Oilam Tzedek, V'Lishbo Ezeroya Roshoim. That's all the mishpat. That's internally, in his own nation. Ulehilochayim Mechemes Hashem is the second thing that he has to do. Here's my haora. The posuk in Shoftim over here does not mention milchama. Like, if milchama is such an integral part of the function of the melech, and it is, it's interesting. Like, this is something again which wish there were more time, but it's interesting that the name of these halachas sometimes. The Rambam himself seems to call it just Hilchos Melochem. No, that's not so difficult, because maybe it's just being Mekatze, because in the title he calls it more than that. But for example, in the Frankel Rambam, we have Hilchos Melochem u'Milchomos. But in most other editions, most of us who started learning long before Frankel came out, we had Hilchos Melochem u'Milchamosehem. So the yachas of the Melech to the Milchomos, it's a very, very interesting thing, and maybe we'll touch on it a little bit in the Shir today. But a milchama is certainly a very integral part in the Malchus of the Melech. And interestingly enough, the Torah doesn't mention it. I don't think it mentions it. And shouldn't be an Ishnochri, shouldn't be Ma'abi Noshim, Ma'abi Susim, and all these things, and not Kesef Azov. But he should write a Sefer Torah, and Omar Amen. Now, so it could very well be that the Soim Tosim, like I told you, the Soim Tosim is a din in the Mishpat. What makes me think that? What makes me think that this Hakpoda, that the Melech should have a lot of power, why do I think that that is maybe a din in the Mishpat? I'll tell you why. Not from what the Rambam says over here in the Yad, but what he says in the Moir Nevuchim, because in the Moir Nevuchim, you know that in the third chelek of the Moir Nevuchim, there's a whole bunch of chapters where he lays out a theme for writing his Mishneh Torah. Now, it came out a little differently than he planned it, apparently, in the Moir Nevuchim. At least I think that's what it was, that he planned it this way, came out that way. It's a little different than we have it in the Mishneh Torah. But in Perek Mem Aleph, of the third chelek of the Moir Nevuchim, so he's got a different program which describe the different sections of a 14 chelek chibur. Alright, that's our Yad HaChazoka, but it's not the way we have it. So he starts in Perek a few program earlier. HaMitzvah Shekelolosem HaKvutza HaChamishis, and so on. But Perek Mem Aleph is HaMitzvah Shekololoson HaKavutzu HaShishis Heim HaOnshem V'Toyloson Be'Oifem Kloli Yodua. So he says, this chelek of my Mishneh Torah of the Yad is going to comprise things that have to do with punishing people. It's very important that people who do bad things should be punished for whatever reason. He says a lot of reasons why it's so important. So then he writes like this. Uposhutu, it's in the middle of Perek Mem Aleph, it's a long perek. Uposhutu, shekivon sheyesh hechrach ba'onshim, since it's obvious that since we've established that onshim are a very, very important part of governing the people, so shekivon sheyesh hechrach ba'onshim, hare ein monois milaham et shoftim. Oh! because for us this is called the 14th of the 14th Chalukim is Shoftim. So he says, well, now that we've had a whole discussion of the fact that Onshim are very important, is a poshutu shekivan sheyesh hechrach ba'onshim hare'ein monois milahamet Shoftim mefuzorim b'chol ir. You need a whole judicial system. If you don't have a judicial system, so how are you going to give the Onshim? Okay, so we see that we need Shoftim. So therefore, we'll put Hilchos Sanhedrin in here also. Yesh hechrach le'edim. The judges can't function unless you have witnesses to say what happened. So therefore, we'll put edim in here also. And further, listen to this: ve'i efshal leloy melech sheyiru ve'yifchadu mimenu. A judicial system which insists on punishments cannot function without a melech. Ve'i efshal leloy melech sheyiru ve'yifchadu mimenu, before whom everybody is going to be scared. The Yasiya b'chol mine ha-harsoes, and he is able to scare the people with all kinds of scare tactics. The Amet Yedei ha-shoiftim v'yachaskem, and he'll be ma'amet the shoiftim, so that they should be able to function in the best possible way. V'hinei nizvaru tamei kol ha-mitzvahs ha-shaminyonim b'sefer shoiftim. So now you understand why all the Sefer Shoftim contains these mitzvahs. Perhaps it also contains Mamre. Well, it doesn't talk about that over here, but that's possible. I mean, if you need a Sanhedrin, so you need to have a system for when the Dayonim themselves rebel against us, or whatever it is. Oh, but what I'm trying to say from this little words of the Rambam, these few words, he's saying why you need a Melech. He says you need a Melech to keep the Shoftim in business. In other words, alright, you're going to be a man of Shoftim, and they're going to be Edim, and it's going to be a whole judicial system. But who says that it's going to work? Who says that the people are going to be machnir themselves to this judicial system? So there ain't more noise, you need a melech. And the melech has to be tough, shabbat tough. He has to be very, very, very strong. And presumably, now if we go straight from this Mayon Avuchim to the Perek Dalet over here, which we discussed before, you'll understand why he gets all these privileges, because the people have to be, like it's a wow, shabbat wow. Wow, this melech is such a chosher person. He can do so many things, and even though many of those things sort of make it uncomfortable for us, but other rabbis, our privilege, we want to be uncomfortable because a melech is such a great and mighty thing. So and that will support the judicial system. That's what the Rambam said. Now I looked around and I did not find, it doesn't mean to say it isn't there, maybe I'm missing something, but to the extent of what I found, I did not find in this section of the Moreh Nevuchim that a melech has the job of milchama. In other words, the way the Rambam makes his statements in the Yad, in Hilchos Melachim, and he's talking over here of the privileges which the Melach has. So he ends up with that because his function is Mishpat. That is true. But then he goes on, because he uses Yana Pasuk, and says, but also Milchama. But it doesn't say in the Torah about Milchama. And in the Moreh Nevuchim, when he says that you need the Melech, he doesn't mention Milchama. He doesn't say if you don't have a Melech, how are you going to have an organized system of when you go to war, when you don't go to war, what wars you should fight, what wars you shouldn't fight. That's a very important function. If it's the Melech's function, and the Rambam in the Mishnah Torah says yes, it is the Melech's function. And the people, when they asked Shmuel that they wanted a Melech, they said it's his function. So why doesn't the Torah bring it? Is that a shaila? I mean, you know, there's lots of things that's Torah Shabbal Peh, but it seems, as long as you're telling me why you need a melech, or that you need a melech, and by the laws which you associate with that melech, you're showing that he has this enormous responsibility, which, if I'm right, that this is the underpinnings of the mishpat of the nation, And that's what he says. Without a melech, you can't have a running mishpat. So what would it cost the Rambam? He would have said, and also to make milchamas. I mean, and the Rambam in the Mishnah Torah, it's called Hilchos Melachim. And perhaps, like I said, in the Frankel, like I did, I've got all the Shin and the Shloys, and it doesn't make sense now to go into all the technical part of which Hitzos have this lesson, which have this lesson. But at least whenever a formal title is given, it contains milchamas. It's either Hilchos Melachim or Milchamas, or Hilchos Melachim or Milchamos Sehem. But that's what it has. So Milchama is a very, very integral part of what the Melech does. But the Rambam in the Magen Avraham Rucham doesn't mention it. And the Torah doesn't mention it. So it's I don't know. It's a Ha'orah. So maybe some of you have poshuter answers to this. If you want to let me know what the answer is, I'll be mekabel with the Ava. I'm going to suggest an Ava over here, an answer over here, but I don't know whether it's the right answer. The truth is, I don't even know whether it's a kashya, because in the Magen Avraham at least, maybe there's somewhere else where it talks about the function of the melech as milchama. But I haven't seen it. So what's going on over here with this milchama? So I think that there's a very, very yesodistic zachen for this shiur. I want this to be either the central point of the shiur, although there's lots more to say about it. I want to ask a question. And the question which I want to ask is on the Gemara in Shabbos. In Shabbos, Daf Lamed, Omed Aleph, you have this very, very meratek, a very exciting story, that David HaMelech came to the Ribbono Shel Olam and said to him, "Mechoi li al oisa ovein, I want to ask you please to forgive me for the chet of Bat Sheva, for the chet which I did with Bat Sheva." So the Ribbono Shel Olam said, "Fine, mochalach, it's mochal." So the Ribbono Shel Olam, David HaMelech said to him, "Do you mind please giving me an ois that you were mochal?" Ribbono Shel Olam said, "No problem, I'll give you an ois." So apparently David suspected something, and he said to the Ribbono Shel Olam, "Yes, but can you please give me the ois during my lifetime?" So the Ribbono Shel Olam said, no, it's not going to come during your lifetime. It's going to come in the lifetime of Shlomo HaMelech. The ois that I was moichel you on, the chet of Basheva, I'm only going to give you after you have already died. So then comes this very thrilling story that when Shlomo HaMelech finished building the Beis HaMikdash, so now came the highlight of the whole exercise, and he's coming in a ceremonial parade to bring the Orgain into the Kodesh Kodoshim. So everybody's ready to live through this exciting moment when the gates open and you put in the Orgain, and it's not working because the gates don't open. They refuse to open. They're not going to open. So Shlomo HaMelech said, that's how Chazal dash in the psukim, "Se'u she'orim roshechem, v'hinose'u pischei olam." Interesting, the passive form, not se'u, like it says in the next couple of psukim, says v'hinose'u, be lifted in the nifal. "Se'u she'orim roshechem, v'hinose'u pischei olam." Why the passive? So, by yourself you should be opening. Yeah, here comes the Orion. So Shlomo HaMelech thought that he was making a very, very persuasive argument. He said, "Here's the Melech HaKovod. You should open by yourself. I shouldn't even have to ask you." So the gates got mad and they started chasing him. "What do you mean, Yoma Melech HaKovod?" They thought he meant himself, that he's the Melech HaKovod, and he's saying, "You should open for me." So he says, "No! What did you ask me?" He said, "Melech HaKovod, Hashem is the giver, Hashem giver Nuchama. I don't mean me, I mean the Ribbono Shel Olam." Okay, the gates still did not open. We'll just finish the story because we'll need the end. So then he says again, "Se'u she'orim roshechem, u'se'u pischei olam, v'yoma Melech HaKovod." This time already, he doesn't say v'hinosu. Yeah? let me persuade you. You yourself should want to open up. So, Mihu Zemelech HaKovod, Hashem Ha'atzvo Yishu Melech HaKovod Selam. Let's leave that. So as far as that mizmor is concerned, nothing happens. So then the Gemara goes on. So Shlomo HaMelech was a problem. So he said, "Oh, remember Chasdei David Ovi," and then the gates opened, and that was the siman. The siman was that the gates did not permit the Ovi to come in, except when he mentioned the Schus of David. So that was the siman that David had been nimchal. That David had been nimchal. And that came only after his death. So, I have two very big problems with this whole story. Two very big problems. Number one, I'll say the second one first. Ultimately, the bottom line is that who brought the Oren into the Kodesh Kodashim was David. For Shlomo, the gates wouldn't open. If David HaMelech was disqualified from building the Beis HaMikdash because of all the wars that he had fought and all the people whom he had killed, so why is he suddenly okay now? Why is it Taki he who brings in the Oren? In the same sense that his military career had disqualified him from building the Beis HaMikdash, why does it not disqualify him from bringing in the Oren? You're saying that was the Mechila that the Ribbono Shel Olam was Meichel. I mean, first of all, he was Meichel. We're talking about the Chet of Bas Sheva over there. I mean, nothing changed in his career. He still made a lot of wars. He still killed a lot of people. So why is he Taka the one who brings the Oren into the Kodesh Kadoshim? That's number one. The second thing, which I'm blushing to the roots of my hair that I never asked it before this year, but I asked a few people, and apparently nobody much had thought about it at all. I don't know why. I'm blaming myself, but I seem to be in good company. What was the thing that Shlomo HaMelech said when the gates first said, "What do you mean? Misa Melech HaKovet? Whom are you talking about? You're talking about yourself?" So he says, "No, I'm not talking about myself. Hashem is this Gibor. Hashem Gibor." What? You're trying to get the gates to allow the Oren to come in. You know why? Because the Ribbono Shel Olam belongs in the Kodesh Kodashim. You know why? Because he's an Izuz v'Gibor, he's a Gibor Milchama. Well, the Gansa David was not allowed to build the Beis HaMikdash because he was Isaac in Milchama. And you know that, maybe you don't know, but the Ramban says in Chumash, like, what does the Taka mean? That why he was a, Chazal said, there's a Medrash which says that after Nosan Hanavi told David HaMelech that he's not going to build the Beis HaMikdash, so David HaMelech said, "Oy Geval Ribbono Shel Olam, does it mean I'm a Chayter?" He says, no, nothing wrong. Yeah? They're all like Kobonas. So what's tackle the reason why I can't build the Beis HaMikdash? So Ramban talks out, because since you did a lot of milchomas, that means you're a person of din, of mishpat. The Ramban uses the lotion of mishpat. You're a person of mishpat, and the person of mishpat is not roy to build a base of rachamim. The nature of the Beis HaMikdash is that it's a base of rachamim, and because your hanhoga was a hanhoga of mishpat, so that was why he wasn't allowed to build the Beis HaMikdash. So, all right, whatever that means exactly, we don't have to know precisely what that means. But so the Ribbono Shel Olam, what's his shev? I mean, the Ribbono Shel Olam, all that the Ribbono Shel Olam is a warrior. He's not other things also. That's what Shlomo had to say. Hashem Izuz v'Gibor, Hashem Gibor Milchama. What's going on over here? Milchama is the one thing which is totally, utterly, and irredeemably inappropriate for the Beis HaMikdash. An oifen of mishpat is not the kind of koyach that ought to undergird the Beis HaRachamim, sagt der Heilige Ramban. So why do you want the Ribbono Shel to come in, the Oren to come in? Oh, I tell you, because he's Gibor Milchama. Rachmana Litzlan, what's going on? He couldn't have said the Ribbono Shel is an Afa Rachamim. The Ribbono Shel couldn't have said, the Ribbono Shel, there's enough things that you can say about the Ribbono Shel. You definitely have to pick that he was an Ish Milchama. I mean, it was a big thing. It was the first thing they said in the Shira, Hashem Ish Milchama. Hashem Shemai. Well, there you have a shtick of remez already. Yeah, because it's Kilo, the Ribbono Shel, and Moshe Rabbeinu over there is bavoning the Ramban. What did the Ramban say? That why, remember, all this comes after Zekei Livan Vehu, that we're supposed to build a base and make this. Zekei Livan Vehu, Hashem Ish Milchama, Hashem Shemai. I just thought of it while I was saying the Shir just now, that this juxtaposition had never struck me again, right? Zekeli Vanvehu, I'll build a house for him. Hashem is Milchomo. How does he come to the Beis HaMikdash? Hashem Shemai, the shame of Rachamim. Comes out that the Milchomas which he did not do as an Ish of Mishpat, but he did as an Ish of Rachamim. Yeah, Hashem is Milchomo, Hashem Shemai. That's the Teretz. In other words, by David HaMelech, the wars that he waged, they were a sign that he was functioning under the Midas HaMishpat. And that's not Roy for Beis HaRachamim, the Ramban says. But by the Rabbanishim, apparently, his Milchama is Rachamim. What's going on? What's going on? This is like a very, very, very interesting story over here. So what is Taka going on? And let's remember, and I hope I don't forget, that we are trying to get to the point why the Rambam doesn't mention why the Ribbono Shel in Parshas Shoftim, when he talks about the Melech, doesn't mention the Milchama part. It seems that the Milchama part is such an important part of the Melech's job, and the Torah doesn't mention it. That's where we're trying to head. Bekitzer, I think that this is the answer to all the questions which we left with, which I would like to suggest. Don't know whether it's right, don't know whether it's wrong, but this is what I want to suggest. David HaMelech's milchomas, I mean, things don't just happen in the Torah, yeah? Oh, what tough luck! I thought David HaMelech was a great person for a king, so I sent Shmuel to anoint him to make him into a king. And it comes out that he had so many milchomas. No, I can't. Oh, it's really a pity. That's not how things work. Like, it seems that David HaMelech, he is the malchus of the Ribbono Shel Olam. And the din of the Melech is that he has to build a Beis HaMikdash. Sholosh mitzvahs nitztavu, and the first thing was limnos lehamelech, and then to build the Beis HaMikdash, and then limchazar shalamolek. And this Melech is not roy for the Beis HaMikdash. Why? Because he's a warrior. And then in the end, he is roy, but only after he's dead. What's happening over here? There's a very important in the Tzidkas HaTzadik of the Reb Tzadik, a very important insight which he says about the Milchomas of David HaMelech. He says about the Milchomas of David HaMelech that these Milchomas were only outer simonim of an inner turmoil that was happening inside David HaMelech's being. The thing that he says is like this: you want to build a Beis HaMikdash, there has to be kviyas. That means you have to be a big tzaddik, whatever is needed there. I don't know what that would be, but that has to be there, and being there means it's there in a state of permanency. That not the pshat is that every couple of days you sort of have a hisayugos and you sort of with your fingernails hang on to this matrega for a couple of hours and then you drop again. That's not the way it goes. It has to be there. You have to be a Mr. whatever it is that takes to build a Beis HaMikdash. the constant wars which David HaMelech had to fight were simonim that he was still troubled by those urges which made him, for example, act in an apparently inappropriate way with the Bathsheba story. That's how Bathsheba comes into this. So that's the pshat. The pshat is that you can't build the Beis HaMikdash because there's so many milchamas. Every month in Thursday there's a new milchama. What does that mean? That you're still struggling with yourself. If you're struggling with yourself, you can't build a Beis HaMikdash. That's what was happening over there. In the end, David HaMelech was victorious over himself. And that was the moment of his death. And then the ikuf for building the Beis HaMikdash wasn't there anymore. But nor was David HaMelech, he was dead. So it turns out that Shlomo HaMelech, Ki'ilu, is the hands of David HaMelech building the Beis HaMikdash once, by dint of all his struggles, he came to a point at which it was okay for him to build the Beis HaMikdash. That is the answer to my question. Like, what suddenly happened in the end? He brings in the Oren. But I thought he was disqualified. He was disqualified as long as it wasn't a kvius in him. But by the time he died, it had become a kvius. David HaMelech, after he died, was takavoy to build the Beis HaMikdash. And that's why the gates would not open until Zechor Chasdei David. That is why he ultimately put the Oren in the Beis HaMikdash. That's what's going on over here. Oy. That's a Moyod Gezach. That's a Moyod Gezach. So, what was the questions which we asked? Oh, and what about the Melech? What about the Rabbi Nishlalem? Why is Hashem Izuz v'Gibor, Hashem Gibor Milchomo, why does that qualify the Rabbi Nishlalem for coming into the Beis HaMikdash? The Beis HaMikdash is not open to warriors. The Torah says the Rabbi Nishlalem's war is a war of Rachamim, meaning the Rabbi Nishlalem doesn't battle with weapons. Why is the Rabbi Nishlalem an Ish Milchama? Whom is he fighting? And here I think you have this idea of the Milchama being such an enormously basic thing in Yiddishkeit by the Rabbi Nishlalem. Meaning, why is it Melech HaKovet? Why is Melech HaKovet mentioned over here in this argument about whether or not the gates are going to open? Kovet, Rashi brings in many Rishonim learn Kovet, Leman Yizamecho Kovet Velo Yedayim. The Neshama is called Kovet. A person can be a physical being or he can be a spiritual being. That's what the Kovet. The function of the Kovet is to turn the physical into the spiritual. A Melech HaKovet is a Melech whose goals, whose dreams, whose functions, however you want to call it, is to be the soul of all, to turn even a physical world into a spiritual world. That's what a Melech HaKovet is. And the Melech HaKovet, how does he do that? By fighting. What does he mean he's fighting? He's fighting our physicality. He's fighting our no goodness. And he's fighting to bring us ultimately into the Madrega of really being the kind of people whom he had in mind. And that is what's going on over here. And that ultimately, David is the best person who could ever do that. David is the best person who could ever do that because he spent an entire life purifying himself, perfecting himself. That's what David HaMelech did. And in Mele, there's nobody in this world who could bring the Oren into the Kodesh Kodoshim like David HaMelech. And that is why ultimately he brought it, not physically, because he wasn't alive anymore. But Shlomo HaMelech threw him. Yeah, it's a really amazing gezach, and there really are a lot of things that could still be said. Now, there's one other point which I want to make. Maybe this year is getting a little long, but it's really one sugya, and I'll try and be as much as I can in this. And and see that we should be able to get this done. You see, so what is the function of a king? What is the nisoyon of a king? The nisoyon of the king, right? A king is anointed. Rama brings that you're Moshe the king with the shemen, with the shemen hamishra. What does that mean? That you're Moshe the king with the shemen hamishra. So the Maharal explains, and Rav Hutna, Zecher Tzadik Livracha, talks about it a lot in Chanukah. Shemen, they were talking about their shemen. So he says like this, that shemen, which is the same word as shemona, which is eight, and eight, according to the Maharal's number system, is the number which is meramis to olam habotik things. Six is the physical world, the six dimensions of the cube. Seven is the cube with some sanctity in its center. That's Shabbos, the various sevens, Shmita. Eight, Prismila and so on, Shmini Atzeres, is when we're talking already about Olam Haba. Shemen does not belong into this world. Horaya doesn't mix with water, and water is the symbol of this world. So Shemen is an Olam Haba Dikazach. The klal is that if an Olam Haba Dikazach is in this world, what's it doing over here? The answer is, its function is to be mashpia. It's not there for itself. It's there in order to be mashpia. And that is why the Shemen HaMishra makes kelim into klei mikdash, into holy kelim, makes people into exalted people. That is what Mashiach is. When you're Moshech the Melech, that means you're lifting him into the Olamos HaElyonim. The Melech is Kviyochel, the direct descendant of the, not descendant Chasrim, the direct representative, I should have said, of the Rebbeinu Shlalom. There is something otherworldly about the Melech, which is expressed by the Mashiach of the Shemen HaMishra. Maybe next week we'll go into that a little more. But that is what a Melech is. And now just, I want to be Mekatzer now, and Taka will talk about it more next week in Yetz Hashem. But to just round off this shir and answer, why does the Torah not say that he has to fear the milchomes of the Rebbeinu Shlalom? Milchomes Rishos, milchomes Mitzvah, against the Pasha. Why doesn't the Torah talk about it? The Teretz is, I think, that Lasa is Mishpat, that's a job that he has. So the Rambam lays down all the kavonas that he's supposed to have, but ultimately what is it? It's a job that he has. He has to do Mishpat. The milchomas he has to do, because they're milchomas Hashem. That's what Shaul said when he told David, I want you to become a military leader. I want you to fight the milchomas Hashem. So every milchoma is a milchomas Hashem. And maybe next week we'll go into that, that the whole time we're talking about nilcham, always in the passive, not loichem. Nilcham means I'm forced into this war. I don't want to make war, but I am a representative of the Rebbeinu Shlalom over here. If I'm the representative of the Rebbeinu Shlalom over here, so the milchamas are milchamas Hashem. We'll discuss that in Yetz Hashem next week. However, remember that they're milchamas Hashem. So that the Torah doesn't have to tell us that. The milchamas are his job. Not because he signed up a contract to do that work. It's because of who he is. He is the Rebbeinu Shlalom's representative down here. And there's a beautiful Pasha in Yecheskel, which we'll come to next week in Yetz Hashem. But that is who he is. So that's his milchama. The milchama Hashem is his melocha. Hilchos melochem u'milchama sehem. Now, obviously, Frankel had a good mocha for his milchamas. But the Rube, as far as I know, of the Hatzoros of the Rambam, always said, Hilchos, Melochem, and Milchamosem, it's their Milchamos. But it's not their Milchamos. The Torah quotes in Milchamos Hashem, Teretz is, Milchamos Hashem are their Melochas. Let's get on with that next week in Yetz Hashem.